Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today I'm going to talk about 5 steps to business planning. Again, 5 steps to business planning. If you have any questions, you can go ahead and pose a question in the chat room or call 347-324-3460. And I'm going to spend some time on business planning and also go through a few things regarding your where you can find your business plan template. Okay, to begin with, you have to have a plan of action in order to know what to focus on to benchmark how you're going to run your business. So you need to have like an A, B, C, D, and E plan and go step by step how you're going to get things done. You can't fly by the seat of your pants because you can't measure that. You fly by the seat of your pants, then you're just a salesperson. But if you plan it, you're a business person. So business planning. Okay, 5 steps to business planning. Number one, I'm going to read all 5 steps first, and I'm going to talk about each 5 step. Okay, step one, start a business. Step two, the basic overview. Okay, step three, the full story. Step five, advanced financials. Step five, presenting the plan. Here we go. 5 steps to business planning. Number one. Starting a business. If you think you're just starting a business or thinking about starting a business, you got to have a plan of action. You have to sit down and talk to someone to write a business plan. Tell us what you want to do. You want to have passion for that. It has to give you purpose, and you're going to have some energy around it in order to make it succeed. So the first thing we're going to do is go through the compliance things you need to do structurally. If you're going to be a DBA, if you're going to do a sole proprietorship, what type of business you're going to be in, what licensing you need, how to set those formational things up together, how to set up credit cards. So sit down with a SCORE business counselor or SBA counselor and let them set you up on that portion of it. Okay? You want to make sure you choose the right name. Make sure you have a website. Make sure you have a telephone number so people can call you. But make sure it's a permanent number that is a landline that will get you started, and you can forward it to yourself. I know it costs a little bit more, but that landline is your permanent number. You would not necessarily want to attach it to your cell number and advertise a whole bunch of products, and then you have to go change your number. Okay? Yeah. There are virtual numbers out there that you can always keep as well. You need to set up a bank account, and I have a list of things on our website. If you go to blog.epicapitalgroup, it has that information as well available. Step two, the basic overview. This explains the reason why you write a business plan and the do's and don'ts of writing a business plan. It reinforces the importance of the way you articulate your financial projections, your market research. Make sure you understand the industry. Make sure you understand your target market and understand the competition. Okay? That is your do's and don'ts of your business plan. And I'm going to talk about the business plan step six. It's kind of step six, but it's going to be like an appendix. Okay. Also, number three, you have to have a full story. This is session is about how to write the business plan. Okay. Go in details of writing that plan. Here's your market analysis. Here's your financials, what you have now. This is your projections. This is your executive summary. Here's your resume for your officers. Here's a resume of your board of directors. Here is how you're going to operate your business today to day. Here is how you're going to sales and your marketing plan, which is very, very important. You've got to have a sales and marketing plan because without a sale, you don't have nothing. Without a marketing plan, you have nothing. So you have to focus on those things, and this is going to be a huge part, step three, on how you're going to tell that story and how you're going to get things done. Now, And after that, you should have a full structure of your information on your plan. That people can help you through SCORE and SBA. You know, you want to write out your mission statement. And it will change. You know, business plans are living documents. They will change and evolve with every situation. So have your mission statement. Have your company description. Have a very professional, clean resume that details the experience of the person. Make sure you have an outline of your board of directors with a paragraph to tell who they are. Some people have advisors. Some people have actual people who serve on a regular basis. Also, identify your target market as well. Who is your competition? 5 people, okay? Make sure you do your market analysis that you include SEO and SEM and why you're going to have those functions of Facebook and pages of Facebook, what you're going to do with them, what you want to accomplish, okay? Also, you want to review your complete startup projections, how much it's going to take for you to start this business. Also, you want to know realistically how much it's going to take to run the business and what the projections are and set your benchmarks on what you need to accomplish in order to break even. Also, you want to outline your sales and marketing plan. Like I mentioned, SEO is a great part of it. But I tell people all the time, if you're going to get a Facebook page, you've got to do something with it and keep people interactive, same way as Twitter. Okay, also you want to determine how your organization, your management plan is going to work for you. Okay, that's number 3 of the story. Number 5, advanced planning on your financials. You got to be realistic with financial projections, and you got to set conservative benchmarks that you're able to make those things. So you set $1,000, you got to do what you can to get that $1,000 and go over that projection. It's easier to go over than shoot so high that you can't reach. And salespeople will reach higher. You can mentally set yourself higher, but you're going to make $2,000 a month and your projection is $1,000. That looks much better that you're exceeding your goal than versus not meeting your goal. So kind of keep that in mind. Also, with SCORE and SBA, they will help you with those financial statements. And I put a system in place for you that you once those codes are entered, all you have to do is just put the information in, and that's all you have to do. Your cash flow, your pricing sheets, want to make sure those are complete as well. If you're going to look for any other spreadsheets and how to read those spreadsheets and manipulate the information, you'll have that there as well. Okay, and the last step is number 5, presenting your plan. Make sure you know you have a chance to sit down with some people to explain that plan, people in leadership positions, and ask them what their opinion is. Okay. Don't make it 100 pages. Make it reasonable. Make 2 sets, one set for bankers, one set for investors. Investors will read your whole proposal. That needs to be thorough, very complete, and that can be 100 pages or more. Bankers don't want to see that. They want to see financials. They want to see compliance. They want to see what are you going to be and your assets. They don't care about the other stuff. I have literally sat down with bankers, and we do it all the time. We have business plans. We rip the whole thing apart. We want to know what the financials are, what the projections are, and what the collateral is. That's all we care about. Once those look decent, then we'll read the other stuff. The other stuff is secondary. Okay. What a lender looks for is that. Okay. What are your chances of obtaining finances is what I just mentioned to you. How can you effectively present your plan is just what I just mentioned to you. So you need to practice your plan, and you're making a presentation on your life. Just keep that in mind. Let's take a break a second, then we're going to come back and talk about the business template. Be back in a moment. Tim with the Core Business Show. Be back in a moment.
You're listening to the Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com. Welcome back to The Core. Once again, here's Tim Jacquet.
Well, welcome back to The Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Let's talk about the business planning template. Okay, here's the template. You can get this from the SBA to start with. Go to sba.gov/training. And they're going to give you a template that you can use, and you can get this all over the Internet. But look at this before you actually go into the SBA or the SCORE office so you at least know what you're going to be thinking to ask them to do. When you go into that office, you're going to say, hey, I need help with this, this, and this. You're not going to want to start with the introduction because you're wasting your time by doing that. So take a look at that business template. It talks about five important things you need to do before you get started. Business plan should tell a compelling story about your business plan, about your business, explaining who, what, when, where, and how, and why. Number two, the plan should be focused and clear. It's not about the number of pages or the style of the cover, okay? Keep that in mind. Three, the business plan should define a specific business objective goal with a general parameters to guide your organization. Four, write a business plan that forces logic and discipline into the business. And number five, a good business plan is a living document. It should be updated regularly, okay? So it goes to a table of contents real quick, and I'm going to read that off. Your table of contents will tell exactly what's in here. Your executive summary needs to be a couple of real detailed, but just two pages. Make one version for the bank. They want to see one page. Make two pages for the investors. Okay, they're going to read it. If you need to go to a third page, it's fine. Okay, for investors, because they're going to read that. Okay, number three is your description and your vision of your business. Okay. Four is your defined, very detailed marketing plan. Make it comprehensive. And SCORE can help you with that. SBA can help you with that. Number five, description of your product or services and services, okay, if that's the case. Number six, your organization development. That's where you have your resumes, your board of directors, your board of advisors, who makes up your staff. Okay, you can put interns and talk about their experience because they're reducing your costs. Number seven, your marketing and strategy plan. So what are you going to be doing with the social networking? How are you going to implement that? So SEO is really important in your marketing plan. And number eight is the your financial management, your projections, your actual costs. You're sure that you meet it, those objectives and exceeding that. That looks a lot easier and better. Setting your goals for something realistic versus shooting higher. You can make a plan that you want to do for hire in your sales department, but you want to be on your projections. You want to be real conservative. Then you have appendixes and additional support and market research from there. So, again, let me recap real quick. Five steps. Number one, start your business. Two, talk about the basics. Three, give us a full story. Four, advanced planning on your financials. Number five, presenting your plan. And go to the SBA to get your template. Make sure you read through it. Make sure you have a lot of information. Gather it and work on it before you actually go to SCORE. Hey, this is what I got. Can you help me with it? Again, thank you for listening to The Core Business Show. This has been a short episode today. This is Five Steps to Start Planning a Business. Take care, everybody. Have a great day. And thank you for listening to the show. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to The Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.